Farewell, my Clorinda, my life and my soul. I am plunged in the sea, and on surges must roll. Severe is my fate, yet the waves do not blame. Though they drown me, they cannot extinguish my flame. Through secret paths to blessed regions above, I wander, yet still must remember my love. When the charming beauties of angels I see, how can I, my dearest, but think upon thee? Sometimes from those mansions I hope to descend, to whisper my love in the ears of my friend, to court her pure soul on that delicate theme, in the welcome delights of an amorous dream. To fan the cool air on her face as she lies, and acknowledge myself still a slave to her eyes. Too gross is the love, and too drowsy the fire, that vanquishes soon as the breath doth expire. The deeds I have done I leave upon score, and am heartily sorry I made them no more. For the best of all princes I fought in whose cause, even cowards would die for to merit applause. May good success equal the right of his arms, and providence ever protect him from harms. Some generous thoughts in one soul it must bring, to love such a mistress and serve such a king. Whilst thundering cannons run out my sad knell, I kept time with broadsides their fury to quell. I fear not the bullets, and thought no surprise could equal those darts that were shot from thine eyes. Alas, more what terror in death could there be, when before I was killed by my absence from thee? Thus resolved I lay down on a watery pillow, and was rocked to eternal sleep with a billow. It's far nobler, methinks, thus bravely to die, courageously fighting a bold enemy, than that our life's taper should dully blaze out by fever, consumption, scurvy, or gout. I hate all delays, and do welcome that death that comes on a sudden and puffs out one's breath. Yet too sweet in my fall, kind fate did decree I should not be wounded by any but thee. If the waves to the shore my dead body shall bear, and thy fair eyes may come to embalmed with a tear, if with some kind wishes the corpse thou shalt view, and acknowledge my love and my service is true, I then shall rejoice, not repine at my fate, and princes may envy my happier state. For who would not die if sure he could be, but after his death beloved by thee?
Call not your Clorinda your life and your soul. She dies and turns statue to hear where you roll. To bid her farewell, alas, 'tis but vain, and remembering our love but increases her pain. Fate cannot decree to commit such a wrong, unless it intend to take me along. Our death as our life such a sympathy bears, you are drowned in the ocean and I in my tears. In vain for thy safety with vows and with prayers have I interceded and bribed heaven's ears. Sure, destiny takes a delight to oppress the brave and deny the worthy success. Yet shall not the envy of fate undermine the glory attends me in having been thine. I never fear death should extinguish thy love, for I know by my own that it endless would prove. The deeds thou hast done are recorded by fame, which so loudly does echo thy glorious name. That the wondering world this fame truth shall approve, thy valor was equaled by naught but thy love. Our merchants by thee were relieved from their fears. The pirates did tremble, the humblest Algiers. Where poor Christian slave shall thy memory bless, released by thy conduct and freed from distress. In all the fierce wars with the Dutch we must own thy courage as great and as gallantly shown. Full well to their cost when the enemy knew, and have cause to remember the blows of the blue. In brief, thy exploits are so many and great, thou only couldst die for to make them complete. Oh, die, how 'twould grieve me did I not know this comfort from fate that myself can die too. Farewell, loathsome life, for I only will stay once more to embrace their dear relics of clay, to seal his cold lips with a languishing kiss, and tell him I come to be his partner in bliss. Then decently laid in his grave from my eyes, a deluge of water shall presently rise, whose high swelling billows to heaven being hurled shall waft my soul over into a new world. Then meeting above in the seats of the blessed, where lovers in peace may eternally rest, where wars are quite banished, and where they need fear no whispering tongue nor eavesdropping ear. Where pleasures are graced with a permanent joy, and waters can't drown nor can bullets destroy, there linked in each other's kind arms will we sit, whilst our fancies each moment new blisses beget.